This is the time each Monday night that we talk movies, and this evening we're also going to pass the torch for WTOP's Guy in L.A. Our old friend Alan Silverman, he's retiring, so we bring in WTOP's new guy in Los Angeles and Hollywood, Dan Devey of thecinemasource.com. He was on Skype. They both joined me earlier to talk about New Year's resolutions for your next trip to the multiplex.
One of the things that I think at the beginning of every year, everyone wants to go to the gym more, they want to lose weight, they want to eat right, but they don't talk about what they're going to do when they head out to the movie theaters. And I feel like there are some resolutions that we should make at the beginning of each year so that those choices are, you know, a little more informed for 2013 than they were for 2012.
What is your number one New Year's resolution for movies?
No more movies in 3D. I'm sorry, it's not worth it. There were close to 30 films that were released last year in 3D. And Dimitri, do you know how many of them were worth the extra money for the 3D?
I'm going to guess it's maybe one or two, and they were probably superhero related.
Very close. The answer is actually zero.
Zero.
There was nothing. The only thing, in my opinion, that has ever warranted the 3D is 2009 Avatar, obviously. That was an amazing film. And 2010, there was Tron Legacy. Other than those two films, I have never seen a movie where the 3D actually enhanced the story. And yet people are going out to the theaters and they're shelling out an extra, you know, $3, $4, $5 for these things. And it's not adding up. A family of three or four, and you're going to the theater, it's an expensive proposition to take your family to the theater. So my first resolution is no more 3D. It's just not worth it.
Alan, do you disagree?
Well, Dan, I would take a little issue with you there. I think that, for instance, Life of Pi really is enhanced beautifully by the 3D, and I might even go with The Hobbit. But most of the time, I agree with you. I think that wearing the glasses for that long is certainly not worth the premium price. I would go along partially with that resolution, but my number one resolution would be no more extra large drinks during award season with these three-hour films.
Yeah, Alan, I have to completely agree with you on that. And in fact, I wish we had made our resolutions before I went in to see Zero Dark Thirty. Even though absolutely amazing film, I loved it. But the last 30 minutes, man, I had to get to the bathroom so quickly. It was rough.
How do you follow an act like that? All I can say is that I'm really happy that Dan is taking over, because when on a week, the Texas Chainsaw 3D is the number one film. That tells you something about what needs to change.
Well, that said, Alan, I just wanted to thank you for more than a dozen years of coming on most every Monday night, talking about the big successes, the flops, and all kinds of interesting movie talk. It's made it such a special thing for our listeners, and I just wanted to thank you for that.
I love the audience in D.C., and it's been great to be in touch with them through WTOP. Time for a new adventure in my life. My family and I are going to be moving from California to Hawaii sometime in the next 6 or 7 months, I hope. And so it takes a lot of preparation for that, and it means just a whole new adventure and lots of changes. But I will certainly miss our Monday nights together. You'll probably catch me listening online to hear how things are going. And I thank you for the opportunity. It's been wonderful.
Well, you couldn't have chosen a more beautiful place to retire to, Alan. So we're all a little bit envious, but not to the point that we don't want you to have a great time. You certainly deserve it after all these decades covering news in Los Angeles.
Dimitri, mahalo. See, I'm learning to say these things. Mahalo and aloha to everyone.
There he is, Alan Silverman of the Hollywood Bites Radio Entertainment News Service. We're certainly going to miss him, but we welcome in our new guy in L.A., Dan Devey of the Cinema Source, for today's movies from tomorrow's perspectives. Check it out at WTOP.com, search cinema, and tune in every Monday night as we talk film, and every Thursday night at 7:50 when we have new reviews from Christian Toto of Big Hollywood.